Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, welcome to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. It is Victory Friday, and we're going to celebrate. You made it through the whole week with your whole life, with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. We're celebrating the life and legacy of B.B. King. Welcome to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm going to be brief today. We're going to do the best of show today, but we want to take a moment. I was going through Facebook and my emails, and I got a fantastic, wonderful, inspirational message. And we're going to play it for you a little bit later. And it was when Lisa Nichols was on the Steve Harvey Show. And it touched me so much that we had to get on the show today and talk about it. And, of course, we want to give all our condolences to the B.B. King family. We lost a great legend. But in that process, he was able to have a legacy that is envied by people of the past and be envied by people in the present and the future. He was able to influence not just one generation, but 2 to 3 generations of musicians and players and performers to this day. I guarantee you that you can point out any artist today that will tell you they had to have some kind of influence from Mr. King. And I'm blessed to be able to have seen him in person. And it was years and years ago, and you know, and my father playing his albums on his radio and his stereo, you know, those bring back memories, and that's important. And that's the thing about B.B. King, is about bringing back memories, the music, the time, the blues man, blues legend himself. And why are we talking about that on Victory Friday? Because it is a victory in life. He completed the task. He left a legacy, which we're all supposed to do. And he left with his whole spirit, his whole mind, his whole body. He left with total success in his life. Yes, we have ups and downs and rights and wrongs. But as long as you move to the right side of the bus, it is okay. So we're going to celebrate Mr. King today because it is Victory Friday here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Back here on the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. That's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. And celebrating the life of Mr. B.B. King.
Somehow or other. myself. I guess I'll let Lucille say a few words and then...
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about, and today we're talking about Victory Friday. The victory is with you. You just have to make up in your mind that you're going to do what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, and do it until you get the results that you need. We're going to take a brief break here. We're going to play this video that I came across earlier today on Facebook. Again, it touched my heart. And I think a lot of people should hear it, along with the message that was given to me by how everyone should hear it also. Again, this is, I got this from, this was shared by, this is Miss Lisa Nichols on the Steve Harvey Show. And she's telling her story about her why, how she made up in her mind that she was going to get the results that she was going to get until
she wins. But my biggest accomplishment is being willing to give myself 1,000 second chances. And every time I got to 999, I pressed reset.
Yeah.
I didn't ask permission. I gave notice. At some point, I have to stop asking, can I be great? Can I be brilliant? Can I be okay and still be accepted? I just stopped asking permission and just gave notice unapologetically, not in a braggadocious way, not in a way that shrunk anyone else, in a way that said, I only got one life, and I'm going to ride this one till the wheels fall off. And then all the other stuff came.
Wow.
As a result of a decision I made.
Right. But it was a decision.
It was a decision. But it was, and it didn't come from, you know, a motivational experience. It didn't come from an inspiring teacher. It came from hitting rock bottom. I struggled all through school. The last time I took English class, I got a fail. And my English teacher said I was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life. The last time I took a speech class, same year, I got a D minus in speech. And my speech teacher said, Lisa, quote unquote, I recommend you never speak in public, that you get a desk job. So that was the beginning of my life. That was my 19-year-old experience. And when my son was 8 months old, I went to the ATM to get $20 out the bank because I didn't have any Pampers for him. And in order to get $20 out, shoot, got that $20 in. I had $11.42. And I still can't tell the story without getting emotional because it's my story. For 2 days, I had to wrap my son in a towel. But something happened, Steve, in those 2 days. I was at rock bottom. I was broke, and I was broken. Inglewood, California. My son laying on his back at 8 months. I have a towel over him, and I have my hand on his stomach saying, don't you worry, Jelani. Mommy will never be this broke again. And I made a decision. I was bankrupt. And every stinking thinking I had, I was bankrupt and trying to protect my pride. I was bankrupt in trying to be all that in a bag of chips and a bowl of grits falsified. I was bankrupt in trying to not ask anyone for help. I was bankrupt in everything that was holding me and keeping me where I was. I've always talked a good game, but I wasn't doing anything with my gift. And all that thing about potential, I was tired of having potential. I wanted to have my now. And I looked at that baby at 8 months, and I said, I want to transform your life because you didn't ask to come into this chaos. As an African-American male child in South Central Los Angeles with a single mother whose father's in prison, he had a 66% chance of going to prison himself. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. So I have to be willing to drastically transform myself so that I can become the woman that I know I can be.
Right.
And that's what I began to do. I was radical. I realized I couldn't grow with people who were struggling like me. That whole, I don't want to leave nobody behind. No, I don't want to stay with y'all.
Right.
You don't even want to be here. Like, I don't want to be the queen of this block.
Yeah.
And I my rescue. No one else is my rescue. I am my rescue.
That was Lisa Nichols. She's a life coach. I never heard of Miss Nichols before. I heard of her before. She's a best-selling author. But this, you have to find your now. You have to find your why. You have to understand that you have to love yourself, but also you have to understand that it's okay to fail because no one gets it right the first time. It's the adjustments you make. You have to drastically change where you're at right now. You have to sacrifice your now to get where you want to be. And that's what she's talking about. Again, Ms. Lisa Nichols, we want to thank her for that information on the Steve Harvey Show. She's a six-time best-selling author, world-renowned speaker, teacher, and coach. Lisa Nichols is known throughout the world as a breakthrough specialist for the results. She helps others achieve. She is that self-help phenomenon. One of the things we try to do here every day here on The Million Dollar Idea Network is give you something to think about, give you something to that you want to know that you have to do, help you discover your purpose, help you find your vision. Because once you find those things, the next step is you have to make up in your mind you're going to do what you need to do to complete it. Now it becomes a purpose in your life, but also becomes a must, something I got to do. So we have a mixture of emotions here today on the show. You know, we're celebrating Mr. B.B. King's life and legacy, and we got Ms. Nichols saying that she was broken, both in what she was, where she was at, but she knew she wanted something different. Once you make up in your mind that you want something different, and I don't mean the physical things or the money things. Once you make up your mind, you want something different. And her driving force was her son, giving to somebody else, improving someone else. That's where it really truly lies. If you want to be successful, find your why and understand that you have to help those around you. Because in helping those around you, you help yourself. We're going to take a brief break. It is Victory Friday here. We're celebrating that you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. And celebrating is important because we go from glory to glory to glory. And understand we have to take the time out to celebrate life. Because how you celebrate life will be how you celebrate those around you. We'll be right back. Network radio show. Do also want to make everyone aware that we're going to be changing to our radio station June 15th. We're very excited about that. The Lord has blessed us. I just want to take time out to say thank you to everyone that emailed me, everyone that's befriended me, everyone that's connected me on Facebook, everyone's connected me on text, on Twitter, and all the other various venues I have on Blog Talk Radio. But we're going to the next level. I just want to say thank you to those who helped us get us thus far and will propel us into the future. We're tightening up all our information and putting out a heavy product that you can feel in your spirit, your soul, and your body. A radio station is a great responsibility, but also at the same time, it's a great possibility. It's a great possibility to reach out and touch more people, touch more lives, give more information, give more positive information, be uplifting, be victorious. Tell informed people they can love themselves and be victorious. Tell them that it's not over. Tell them that the best is yet to come. And understand that however your life starts, you have to finish in victory. I also want to do a shout-out to Delta Airlines. Like I said, I was on the computer this morning, and some people sent me some things. I'm very, very blessed in that respect. People sent me information that they think would be positive and uplifting for me to put out on the show. And this particular one was about the Delta Honor Guard. And there was a soldier that was coming back by himself, and then the dog that he worked with as a soldier in the military, and how they treated him with such respect as they took him off the plane. I was very impressed and touched. And at the same time, I want to let other people know that this kind of thing is going on. This is one of our good news items for today. This is a shout out to Delta Airlines, how they handle the people who make the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, so you can drink your Starbucks, so I can sit here and give this broadcast, so you can argue and discuss and disagree without killing each other. All that is because of the people who have made the sacrifices for us today. Take advantage of where you are right now. You are in these United States. There are people who are dying trying to get into the States. There are people that are dying trying to get where you are right now. It's never that bad. It always could be worse. But as long as you look up, it's always going to get better. And no matter how you start out, it always has to end in victory. Like, we're not going to be on long today because we're changing our format because we're going to a radio station, y'all. This show and our closing comments today. Life is good. Your life is good. Your eyes were open today. Millions of other people literally did not get up with you today. Today we celebrate a man that his life and legacy was able to influence millions and millions of people. Not only millions and millions of people, but the next generation that will also influence millions and millions of people. That is a fantastic legacy behind. Ask yourself this weekend, what is your legacy? What is your legacy going to be for life? What is your legacy going to be for the spirituality in your family? What is your legacy going to be for the mindset, the soul and the mind of your family? What is going to be the legacy of the health of your family? And then make the change if you need to make changes. Make the adjustments if you need to make adjustments. But understand this, change is coming. You're either going to go with it or you're going to be changed by it. And so you have to understand, change is happening in life every day. Everything does not remain the same. You have to go forward in life and forward in time. But you can do this. You got this. It's not over until you stop trying. Be blessed and highly favored, and the safety briefing for the week. Look both ways as you cross the street. Hold hands as you cross the street also. Also, stay together in pairs and know that there's strength in numbers, and that because you have the big number one on your side, God, you can't do nothing but win. Be blessed and highly favored, and yes, the best is yet to come.
Everybody, come on, put your hands out there. Make some noise. Pipe it up.
Join us on Monday of this week. We'll be making the transition to the radio station. Our official date of entry into the radio station environment will be June 15th. So it's going to be a great, great ride. Hope y'all get on for the trip. Be blessed and highly favored.
Worth your time. All the troubles you've been through.
Come on.
These troubles just for you.
Yes, what?
The best.
It's yet.
Yeah.
know y'all know how to move out there. Come on, yell it to the